WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Today is Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that. But it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There's a new candidate in the race for the 19th State Senate District. Lisa Hale reports.
Known for her activism, for chairing the Democratic Party in Outagamie County, and for supporting the Fox Valley through many charitable endeavors, Emily Cephos now wants to be known as Senator in District 19. She said she wants to work on the district's foundational systemic problems.
Whether it's the way that we fund our local governments or the way that we support our rural emergency services or fund our public schools, I'm so tired of putting Band-Aids on arterial bleeds.
While she's running as a Democrat, Cepho said compromise and listening to everyone is paramount to her run.
I am really dedicated to finding that common ground. You know, I frankly, if you want what's best for your family, for your community, for your state, let's talk. I'm your gal. Let's figure this out together and let's do it with a mutual respect.
Cepho says her platform is three-pronged.
My mantra, I guess, is lower cost, supported kids, safer communities. That's what I'm trying to go for.
Cephos also ran for Assembly District 56 in 2024, but lost to Republican David Murphy. During her run, she said she found that people are hurting and need to have a voice in Madison.
Everything is tied. The hurt or the goodness is tied to policy in some way, shape, or form. And I talk to so many people that don't make that connection, and I want to connect the dots.
Senate District 19 includes all of the Assembly Districts 55, 56, and 57. It consists of all of Washera County and parts of Winnebago, Outagamie, Wapaka, Adams, and Portage counties. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
November is Diabetes Prevention Month. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
About 9% of people here in the Badger State have been diagnosed, but doctors say many Wisconsinites could be diabetic or pre-diabetic and don't even know. Dr. Asha Sanjahan, a family practice physician, says more people are living with it these days.
Rates are definitely rising. We know that the rates of obesity are rising, and some risk factors for diabetes includes things like being overweight, having gestational diabetes or family history of diabetes, and we know that this has been increasing throughout the United States.
Diabetes is a condition where the body does not produce enough of the insulin hormone. Sanjahan says untreated diabetes can cause kidney damage, cardiovascular disease, neuropathy, and blindness. Every year, the condition costs the United States $174 billion and costs Wisconsin about $6 billion. Statistics show it disproportionately affects some groups of people more than others, including some racial and ethnic groups, people who are overweight, and people with diabetic family members. Sanjahan says if identified early enough, though, diabetes can be treated with medications, including insulin and a new class of drugs known as GLP-1s.
About 13% of U.S. adults have diabetes and about 34% have prediabetes. Now, these are of people who actually go and get screened. So there are many people in our population that remain undiagnosed.
She says prevention is key.
Preventative measures include lifestyle changes and basically taking into diet and exercise, and then also being part of like preventative programs that have coaching, the lifestyle coaching, education about nutrition.
With so many people falling into that pre-diabetic category and many who may not know about it, she recommends you get screened if you're between 35 and 70 and are overweight or have a family history of diabetes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks making a catch for a 16-yard gain told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety Brian Branch on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was gonna hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off, knowing he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3, the Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could see a little light snow after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow. We could get 2 to 3 inches by the time it all winds down late on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.